It's the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Also on the ESPN Chicago app. You can watch the show on YouTube as well. And now we are joined by ABC7 meteorologist and friend of the show and CDGA member Tracy Butler here on the CDGA Golf Show. Good morning, Tracy.
Oh, my gosh. I was so excited. I came back and asked Justin, I'm like, Are the guys in this morning? Like, I don't want to push myself on anybody, but I'm so happy to be in person with you.
Oh, it's so great to have you. And you forgot to say, extraordinary golfer.
Extraordinary
too.
Golfer. Oh, no. Well, that goes without saying.
No, because honestly, when I came down to promote the Chicago Golf Show back in February, Miss Butler not only made one, but two putts from like 10 feet out. Boom, dead center each and every time. While the rest of the talent, we're all missing left, right, and all over.
I don't know.
I'll tell you this. She's a clutch putter.
Is she?
I'll say that.
Well, ask Cap, because I played with him in the golf outing.
Oh, did you?
Out at Seven Bridges, you know, the ESPN 1000 golf outing. And, gosh, I was so bad. I did not have the clutch putter that day.
Well,
that's golf, right?
It's a game that we never own. We just rent it. It visits time to time. And a lot of other times it leaves us in, you know, pulling the hair out of our heads.
Well, that's the thing. And you know what? So, and I've told you this story. So I had a hole in one my first year playing golf back in 1995. And so I'm chasing that carrot still to try and get another one, and it hasn't happened since.
Well, that's amazing. You know, Ben Hogan never had a hole-in-one.
Count!
So, yeah, and so you've got something Tracy Butler
in year
does.
One,
yeah.
Rookie season.
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah.
I have something Ben Hogan didn't have.
Yeah, he never made a hole-in-one. Unless it was late in life, but he, not competition, no. Never
wow.
did.
By the way, this segment brought to you by Tor Edge, and no better week to have you on, Tracy, than this one, because it is our most weather crazy major that's coming up this week or this upcoming week.
Right,
so,
for the Open,
for the
right?
Open Championship taking place out at Royal Troon. So I don't know how much weather you cover overseas or if the radars even work out there.
They do.
What are we looking at overseas for this week?
Well, you know what? I think we'll see a lot of the guys wearing their wind shirts.
Okay.
All right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they got to dig out the rain pants at times. I am looking in each day, having some showers at some point. But temperature-wise, you know, and I had to do the Celsius to Fahrenheit conversion.
Pull the calculator out.
Because the temperatures there are forecast to be between 13 and 16 degrees Celsius. So that puts us at about the upper 50s.
Do you know the
much of the time?
The formula off the top of your head?
The formula is...
I think I remember it.
Multiply by... Oh, my gosh. Oh, Tyler, oh, no.
Sorry.
Wait, morning show brain. No, I know this, and now I can't even think of it.
All right, wait, try to correct me
here. I did it this morning.
I always thought you just added like 32 degrees to it.
I think it's 5/9 of the Fahrenheit.
Oh, Jesus.
Plus 32. And then if you want to go Celsius, it's 9/5 minus 32?
I am embarrassed. I am royally, royal troon embarrassed here.
I can royally say that I have
morning
no idea
show
what
brain
you're talking
has
about.
Hit.
I just know we go by. But I will say this, though, Tracy. I noticed this morning that some of the guys had winter caps on today. Does it get that cold?
The Scottish,
night?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Scottish.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, plus with the wind, and you think of the wind coming, and if they're along the water in any way, shape, or form.
I guess that's true.
Yes, yeah. So I think we could see some of that in the upcoming week.
I noticed you said pants, but not tops. Any reason?
I said wind shirts.
Well, you said wind shirts, but you said rain pants, not rain tops.
Well, the wind shirts are usually, don't
wicking.
They have like
I guess
that?
They wick
yeah.
in a way.
Yeah.
I thought that's there was maybe thinking. Your way of saying we're just going to get... Light showers.
Well, that I am looking at mainly light showers.
You know, so that
it does look like it. Just looks like what I call nuisance kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And then locally this week, looking like a hot one, huh?
Oh my gosh, we have so much stuff going on. By the way, I was out at a golf outing yesterday for an incredible organization. I don't know if you've heard of it, called Mark 9. And what they do is they raise money to take care of retired working canines.
Oh, wow.
Because a lot of these animals who work with the police departments, the fire departments, the U.S. Marshals Office, you know, when they retire, their handlers to have to take care of all these medical bills, and they're astronomical. And these dogs work very, very hard, as do the handlers, of course. So it was an incredible golf outing out of Village Greens in Woodridge.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, and I love this organization so much and what they do. And these dogs are so beautiful, and we want to be able to take care of them properly in their retirement, too.
So how did you play?
Well, I didn't play.
Oh, you didn't
play? I had to work.
Okay.
I had to work. But I went out there, and oh, my gosh. It was an endless amount of raffle prizes and silent auction items, so I'm hoping they raised a ton of money.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, it was really great, and it was a great day for golf. Now, over this weekend, you know, get your tee times early, because we have some scorching days in the afternoons, especially tomorrow and then Monday afternoon. We're looking at heat index readings topping 100 degrees.
Well, I was just out in Kansas for the Adaptive Open, and I was telling my colleague here that it was hot.
Yeah.
In Wichita, Kansas. And I mean, searing hot.
Yeah.
That's, I think, what's coming here. But it was awful. So your point's well taken. Play early.
Yeah.
Play early. And if you do have a tee time in the afternoon, start hydrating now with water.
Yes.
H2O.
And not beer.
Exactly. Yes.
So
exactly.
Who's your pick to win the Open? Like, who do you like?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question. I'd love to see Rory McIlroy.
That's it. I told you. Fans' favorite.
Yep, exactly. I'm with you, Tracy. Yeah.
I really, you know, after what happened when we were watching the U.S. Open.
Oh, man.
I was so pulling for him. So.
You know what's funny about that tournament is that the Sunday, I did not watch live. The Sunday, because it was Father's Day, so I was out doing stuff with my dad, my uncle, one of my cousins. So we were out doing stuff, and so I watched it the next day. I knew what the result was, but I wanted to watch back just so I could see some of the shots. And I'm watching, I'm like, how does he lose this?
Yeah.
How does he lose this? I couldn't believe it.
I know. It was gutting. It had to have been so gutting for him.
It's a puzzle without an answer, the game. And it can be so wonderfully, you know, exhilarating, but it can be so cruel. And we saw the tale of both tales with Bryson and Rory on display. It was like amazing theater.
It was.
I mean, it just was. And major championships and great golf courses do that. It's just amazing how it works that way.
Golf just does that to you.
It does.
Overall, but I am watching Wimbledon. I'm trying to see.
We did have a...
Krejcikova? Did she win?
She did, yes.
Oh, and Jasmine Pellini. Oh, she's so cute. Anyway, yeah, golf to tennis, yes.
Golf to tennis.
Yeah.
Tracy was texting me about Wimbledon a little bit earlier in the week about Taylor Fritz, too.
I know. And Tommy Paul?
And Tommy.
We need some American men over there.
We do.
That's right.
We do.
You know?
Yeah.
And there were some great American women in there, too.
Absolutely.
We need to get more of them up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are your golf plans for the rest of the summer? Are you going to be playing any in this heat? Or I know you tend to play up in Wisconsin quite a bit.
Yes, I love to. And I really love fall golf up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's been hard just because, and as I told you, both of my daughters are going away to college. So I have one going into her senior year, and then I have one going into her freshman year. And so there's been a lot. As little, you know, mother hen here, I want to spend as much time as possible with the two of them. So once they're up there, then once September rolls around, my husband and I will be putting in a lot of time on the golf course, we hope.
Well, once he gets his finger fixed.
I know.
Yeah.
And
we're almost there.
We get to the fall. Maybe the three of us can find a fourth and we can go play some golf.
That would be amazing. My bucket list item is I'd like to play a golf course in every state. So if you have some suggestions,
I've
I want to put
plenty.
Together that list.
So what's your number right now? How many states?
I think seven.
Seven?
Okay. Wow, we got some work to do.
So I got a lot of work to do. I mean, I love the golf courses around here, but I do love the ocean course at Kiawah Island.
Who doesn't?
Oh, my gosh. I love that course.
Anyone who doesn't like wind, I think.
Yeah. Well, I know.
You'll say that until you walk off the 18th hole when you're totally beat up, tired, and ready for a shower to get all the sand out of your ears, your shoes, and everywhere else. Oh, it's a battle like no other out
there. Yes, it is.
But it's God's country out there on the end of the island out there. It just doesn't get any better.
It doesn't.
It is unbelievably calm and serene and just... And all you can hear are just the seagulls on the occasion.
And the waves.
And the waves. That's it.
Oh, Calgon, take me away.
Not like here in Chicago. Yeah. You have to hear all the honking and, yep. And seeing all the orange all over the place on the roads. Oh. But it's, we're looking forward to the rest of the great summer. It looks like the weather should be strong. Do you think we're going to have a good fall?
I mean, I was just going to ask you.
How do you gauge that?
We had an early spring, right?
It's hard. It is very hard to gauge that, honestly. I mean, I'd be lying if I told you, okay, this is exactly what's going to happen in the fall. But what I have noticed is more recently, it seems like our seasons at times are getting a little bit of a later start.
Yep.
And like the summer temperatures are lasting longer and later into the fall. I mean, there is some element of climate variability certainly that's playing a role in this. But I think I'm going to get flagged down. I have to go do TV soon.
All right.
So, but
we'll get you on out of here.
I know. Thanks, hey, guys.
Good to have you on board here. Yeah. God, this was a great surprise.
Treat just for me.
You just stepped up the class in this room as soon as you walked in.
Yep.
I don't know about that, but Hope's giving me a 2-minute cue, so
all right.
I better get out there.
Tracy Butler is being summoned.
Thanks, you guys, so much for having me.
Thanks for stopping by.
You can stop by
anytime.
I'll be here.
Always a pleasure.
You guys are easier than Cap.
Well, the bar's low. Thank you, Tracy.
You bet.
Thank you, Tracy.
The only golfer to never cuss on a golf course, Tracy Butler, and ABC 7 meteorologist with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. All right, when we come back, we will go around the CDGA, and also we will give away the final couple spots to golf with Robbie. All that's coming up next. Don't call yet, but have that CDGA member number at the ready when you do call, when I give you the cue. So that's all coming up next. This segment brought to you by Tour Edge.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Thanks to Justin Pottinger for producing today's show. This segment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. All right, let's give away a couple more chances to win and play golf with Robbie Gold and Mike Gilligan. The date is this Friday, July 19th, early 6:20 a.m. You're going out there.
Yep. Yep.
And so you'll probably want to get there around like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because what did Tracy tell us to do this week?
Get out early.
Get out
it's
early.
It's going to be hot this week.
But you know what? We're going to be out at 6:20 and 6:30, mm-hmm. and we will play as quickly as the next three people allow us to play, because it's really on us. There will be nobody in front of us. We will be the ultimate dew sweepers, and it will start your Friday off in a really fun, cool, and quality different way.
All right, so be one of the first 10 callers here, 312-332-3776. You must be a CDGA member, so have that CDGA member number ready as well. For us too. So you have to have that number, 312-332-3776. We will randomly select three people to play alongside Mike and Robbie. You're going to get 9 with Robbie and then 9 against Robbie. So
you can say that you played against them and with them.
And you played with them.
Yeah.
So.
And we'll have some really fun, cool prizes and a really fun swag bag. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
Trust me. A memory for a lifetime.
For sure, yeah. You get to play with the all-time leading scorer in Chicago Bears history.
And maybe one of the finest gentlemen I've ever met, too. Mm-hmm. He is such a nice, nice man and a good golfer. And, Mother Nature, does what she does best and shines on us. It is going to be so fun. And he just makes any place he shows up just special and fun. So I'm excited for those who will have a chance to get to meet him and spend some quality time with him on a golf course.
Yeah, and you can see him play golf if you want to do a little advanced scouting,
a little
too.
Scouting report.
He'll be on NBC today playing in the American Century Championship. So that's already underway out in Lake Tahoe. His grouping today, he is with Larry Fitzgerald. And who was the other guy he was playing with? Nate Bargatze. Yeah, those are the two that he is tripled up with today. So that's your chance to win. So make sure you call and have that CDGA member number ready as well. You must be a CDGA member if you want to win and if you want to have a chance to play. So what is going on around the CDGA this week, Mike?
Well, we've got a few things going on. The July print issue of Chicago District Golfer Magazine, as I'm holding it up here for those on Twitch.
Great cover.
Great cover. Aussies Rule, Will Medina's latest makeover at track major championships. And it goes in deep about what they have done out there. And for those who have driven down Lake Street and have looked in and saw all the incredible changes that they're making over there, getting ready to host the President's Cup next year, it's really telling what they've done. So this magazine will break that down. And there's a lot of other great stories about, you know, Vince India, a local kid, Illinois Open champion, a little expose on him and where he stands with his game, a little feature on the first American female Olympic champion, and she was a Chicago golfer, but she never received a medal, and you can find out why in this edition. So great one. It should be arriving, if not even today, early next week, so be on the lookout for that. As we spoke earlier, this is the week of the Open, and it will mark the end of the CDGA fantasy golf season presented by our friends at Tour Edge. So you can sign up as of today. You know, there will be a slight addition or modifications made to the field after the Scottish Open is over. But we've already had, like you said, almost 500 people already sign up. And so we're expecting probably around 5,000 members to sign up. So get in. It's fun. And you never know. You might win. But there's only one way you can win. And that's to play. Mm-hmm. So go to cdga.org, go into your member portal, and start clicking away and picking away. So with that, aside from that, other benefits that we have on a week-to-week, month-to-month benefit are, you know, golf offerings. So for our friends out in Fox Bend, Oswego area, go on out and see Lou Ramadani. They're going to be having the Fox Bend Amateur later this month. So he's got that golf course in amazing condition. So now is a perfect time to go out with a buddy and spend $80 for a cart and green fee and have a chance to go around a golf course that has hosted three Illinois champions and go out and make sure you say hello to Lou. Friendliest guy out in the Illinois PGA, I think. But awesome. Anyway, that's it from around the CDGA.
Awesome. All right. We will be back next week talking about the Open Championship and everything that's going on out at Royal Troon. Enjoy the final major, and we'll talk to you next week. This segment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.